வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
How can they teach it that what we're doing is a bad thing? If we're training people how to avoid intoxication, how to avoid illicit sex, abortion, contraception.
They say, why you should have, this is lying. Why you are brainwashed? One boy was there in the beginning, but then Ramchur is his name, I gave it. So, his father argued, why you are avoiding illicit sex? This is life. Why you are afraid? I'll give you car, I'll give you guards, you enjoy. What is this philosophy, nonsense philosophy? His father was arguing. I think everyone's father's argues like that. Lord Ronald said, he said, why you are prohibiting this thing? This is our life. It is impossible.
The thing is, in society, still even now, there are people who abstain from it, there are vegetarians.
Maybe 1 or 2, maybe 1 million, 2%, at least, especially in your country.
The thing is, they don't claim that they are brainwashed. So we're a society where we're doing all these things combinedly.
It is folly to be wise and ignorance is bliss. If the majority are fools and that's good, if you say something sin, then they ask the man, the sane man, this is insane, it's crazy.
Then have to follow.
That is the position. The only means is that in spite of all opposition, you have to chant Hare Krishna. That will cleanse. Otherwise, there is no other. Argument and logic, they have no brain to understand. It requires this transcendental method, Chaita Darpana Mahārāja, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna. That is what. You have to chant Hare Krishna and let them give the chance to hear. Then they will be able to catch it. What else? Not directly. It is not possible.
Then how are we going to fare in this court case? Because in these court cases, it's a question of presenting one side against the other.
No, philosophy is there. Court case means there is philosophy, there is logic. So, for that we have got so many books we can. But general mass of people chant. When there is court case, you are prepared to defend. You are not fools.
No.
You can talk. What is the aim of life? They cannot say anything. The transmigration of the soul, the aim of life, which we are discussing in our book, that's fair. How he can deny the transmigration of the soul from one body to another? And if that is accepted, the whole problem is solved. He does not know what kind of life he is going to get. Therefore, they do not accept this philosophy. If once accepted, the next question, what kind of life you are going to get? Either to become a tree or a dog or a human being. What arrangement you have done? That you will get next life human being. Then the pious and impious activities come, one after another. The very basic principle they have denied. after this body experience, everything. Vasibhudasya deha sapunakul raghavam. The body will be burnt into ashes, and where is life? Who is coming? Who is coming? They do not see the soul. Then medical science come and find out where is soul. How do they say they? The soul means intelligence, they say. Otherwise, do they say the animal has no soul? Why do they say? What is it? What is it? A man has soul, they say. The animal has no soul.
That's what the Christians say.
Huh?
Christians.
So what is the symptom?
Because a man has reason and logic.
And that means reason and logic is soul. That is their idea.
Yeah.
That is not soul. Intelligent, when I say you have got intelligence, it does not mean you are intelligent. You have got intelligence. We say like that.
Yeah.
We never say you are intelligent. So intelligence is not so. That is because they do not know. A mistake.
Yeah.
Nobody says you are intelligent. Say, yeah, you are intelligent.
Intelligence is something you possess.
Yeah.
Brainwashing. Clearing the mind of established ideas by persistent suggestion and indoctrination.
That is, we are doing that. They are under the impression, work hard, earn money and enjoy life. We say no, don't work hard for self-gratification, but work hard for self-realization.
Yeah.
Indoctrination.
Well, any form of education is indoctrination.
Indoctrination, yeah. Any kind.
Whatever you teach someone, you teach according to whatever you see as being correct value.
Child goes to the school, his brain is packed up, I shall play all day.
Yeah.
He likes that, to play.
Yeah.
But it is indoctrination that no, you should live, you must become graduate.
Yes. And whatever country he's born in, he has to learn the culture of that country.
Apart from that, education is required. The child wants to play.
Yeah.
But we have to educate him that no, play is not all. You have to be educated.
Yeah.
Similarly, this animal life, eating, sitting, eating, this is already there. No, we say, not only this, you have to realize God. This kind of brainwash is required. If we do not understand God, then what is the point between you and God? He knows how to eat, how to sleep. He doesn't require how to eat. Everyone knows how to eat, how to use sex. Nobody requires any university education.
Simply ignorance.
The animal enjoys sex. They know which part of the body has to use.
Yeah. They don't have to be taught.
There is no need of education. You know this. And these askers are presenting pride philosophy. Sex. You see how they are wasting time.
They have so many books now on so-called sex education. So many of them.
Simply wasting. There is a story about this. One man was canvassing, hawking. Hawker?
Yeah, hawker.
So he was. Here is a book, cow protection, cow protection. He has written one book.
to take care of the cows. So when old man called him, "What you are selling?" "I am selling this book." "What is that book?" "Maintaining the cow." "So, oh, why you are selling? First of all, you give this book to your mother, because you are no better than cow. So she will learn how to give you protection. That means you want to impress her. A cow protection doesn't require an education. You have written a book. So you are such a rascal, cow intelligent. Better give this book to your mother. She will maintain it. Don't sell it. Everyone knows how to give cow protection." So similarly, this such literature, there is no need of such literature.
No.
Sex literature is there in Sanskrit also. That is, how to restrict sex. For what purpose one should indulge in sex? That is called Kama Shastra. I have seen this crowd philosophy become so prominent that sometimes in the 1940s maybe. So one young woman was traveling and another young man was traveling. So they began to discuss about sex very openly. And both of them are unknown. Still they engage themselves in discussing the sex later without any shame.
Pseudo-intellectuals.
Yeah. Young boy, young girl, then they began to discuss on sex openly, as scientific.
What is the scientific?
Scientific means after discussing for some time, the proposal, let us enjoy sex.
Yes.
It is a common thing in your country. Unknown girl, unknown boy, talk for some time, let us go to some restaurant and then talk more intimately and then sex.
That's the whole social system.
Would you like to sex? And we, young men, will deny it. I know that. During ball dance, they embrace one another, another's wife, another husband. And in ball dance hall, there are side rooms. Naturally, they will feel sex. And they go to the side room and discuss. Is it not?
Yes. I mean, the only reason they go to a dance is to pick up some woman for sex life, that's all. Most of my friends used to go out specifically to find some woman to have sex.
This dancing club means this.